James Penny's New Identity by Lee Child. Read by Carrie Shale. The process that turned James Penny into a completely different person began 10 years ago at 1 in the afternoon on a Monday in the middle of June in Laney, California. A hot time of day at a hot time of year in a hot part of the country. The town sits comfortably on the east shoulder of the road that winds from Mojave to L.A., 50 miles south of the one and 50 miles north of the other. Due west, the southern rump of the Coastal Range Mountains is visible. Due east, the Mojave Desert disappears into the haze. Very little happens in Laney. After that Monday, in the middle of June, 10 years ago, even less ever did. There was one industry in Laney, one factory, a big spread of a place, a long, low assembly shed, weathered metal siding built in the 60s, office accommodations at the north end, in the shade, 2 stories of them. The first floor was low grade. Clerical functions took place there, billing and accounting and telephone calling. The second story was high grade. Managers and designers occupied the space. The corner office at the right-hand end used to be the personnel manager's place. Now it was the human resources manager's place. Same guy, new title on his door. Outside that door, in the long second-floor corridor, was a line of chairs. The human resources manager's secretary had rustled them up and placed them there that Monday morning. The line of chairs was occupied by a line of men and women. They were silent. Every 5 minutes, the person at the head of the line would be called into the office. The rest of them would shuffle up one place. They didn't speak. They didn't need to. They knew what was happening. Just before 1 o'clock, James Penny shuffled up one space to the head of the line. He waited a long 5 minutes and stood up when he was called. Stepped into the office, closed the door behind him. Sat down again in front of the desk. The human resources manager was a guy called Odell. Odell hadn't been long out of diapers when James Penny started work at the Laney plant.
"Mr. Penny," Odell said.
Penny said nothing, but he nodded in a guarded way.
"We need to share some information with you,"
Odell said. Then he stopped like he needed a response out of Penny before he could continue. Penny shrugged at him. He knew what was coming. He heard things, same as anybody else.
"Just give me the short version, okay?"
he said. Odell nodded.
"We're laying you off."
"For the summer?"
Penny asked him. Odell shook his head.
"For good,"
he said. Penny took a second to get over the sound of the words. He'd known they were coming, but they hit him like they were the last words he ever expected Odell to say.
"Why?"
he asked. Odell shrugged. He didn't look like he was enjoying this, but on the other hand, he didn't look like it was upsetting him much either.
"Downsizing," he said. "No option. Only way we can go."
"Why?"
Penny said again. Odell leaned back in his chair and folded his hands behind his head. Started the speech he'd already made many times that day.
"We need to cut costs," he said. "This is an expensive operation. Small margin, shrinking market. You know that."
Penny stared into space and listened to the silence breaking through from the factory floor.
"So you're closing the plant?"
Odell shook his head again.
"We're downsizing, is all. The plant will stay open. There'll be some maintenance business, some repairs, overhauls, but not like it used to be."
"The plant will stay open," Penny said. "So how come you're letting me go?"
Odell shifted in his chair, pulled his hands from behind his head, and folded his arms across his chest defensively. He had reached the tricky part of the interview.
"It's a question of the skills mix," he said. "We had to pick a team with the correct blend of skills. We put a lot of work into the decision, and I'm afraid you didn't make the cut."
"What's wrong with my skills?"
Penny asked.
"I got skills. I've worked here 17 years. What's wrong with my damn skills?"
"Nothing at all," Odell said. "But other people are better. We have to look at the broad picture. It's going to be a skeleton crew."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?